Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Doing well. How are things going for you guys? I'm doing good over here.
Paul, I want to get to the forecast and everything, so let's go ahead and do that, and we'll talk a moment afterwards.
Okay, you bet. Yeah, still looking at some quiet couple of days here for us as we see the influence of a high-pressure system off to our northeast in Ontario that's going to kind of keep us quiet and on the cooler side the next couple of days. So we do stay with some hazy sunshine out there today, mid-70s for highs, east-northeast winds, 5 to 10. Cool tonight, about 43, partly cloudy, a little frost further up north across the state of possibility. Not here, but we'll stay about 43, but some of those 30s further north. Tomorrow, 76, some sunshine on the way, mid-40s clear Thursday night, and then 79, partly sunny Friday, 56 Friday night, a shower chance moving at that point. We have a few showers or storms Saturday as well as Saturday night. 78, some partial sun as well Saturday. Shower chance Saturday night, 50, and then partly sunny by Sunday, 73. Mid-70s, Monday, more 80s by the middle of next week on the way as well. But, yeah, definitely some comfortable weather here for the next couple of days in particular.
Yeah, got a bit of a hot streak, it seems like, coming up next week.
Yeah, starting to ramp up again with the 80s making a strong return. Yeah.
Paul, I got to ask you a question here real quick. Have you ever, as a grown man, slept with a stuffed animal?
The closest would be a puppy.
Yeah. That's good, Paul. I knew you'd have something. I knew you would. You were great. You were just the best. Appreciate you, Paul. Thank you for that. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm curious about your answer on that.
That's a good one. So when my kids had, like, fallen asleep on me and we're followed in stuffed animals, I didn't know if that counted or not. Because that's about it. I didn't have any growing up, really.
Right.
So, but 22% of men have slept with a stuffed animal as an adult.
We're going to talk about that a little bit.
Interesting. Okay.
Appreciate you, Paul. Take care.
Yep. You guys too.
Best in the business right
there.
That was
the best.
That was awesome. That was great. That was good. Paul is a legend at this too. You notice how the masterful art of, well, what about you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Turned it right around on you, James.
That was good. That was good. Yeah. That was very good. We're back here with you at WFHR. Thanks so much for joining us. And a big, big special thank you to our listeners that follow us. We've been hearing, I've heard from at least 10 to 15 different people that, I don't usually listen to WIRI, but I'm going to listen to it now. And then I heard from a couple of other people that have been joining us over here that normally listen to WIRI.
Ooh,
so I think we have a little bit of a crossover going on here. And that's pretty cool.
And follow us on streaming because it's easy to jump between the stations on our app, just got updated today.
Yes, that's right.
Brand new app.
Download the Civic Media app. Otherwise, you can stream us anywhere you get your streaming. iTunes, Apple, anywhere you get your streaming, you can stream us. And please do stream us because those are the numbers they pay attention to.
That's right. Yep. Stream them.
We appreciate that, everybody.
Every device you have, just turn it on and let it go.
Yep.
You know, just plug it in. Just let it play. That's all we're asking.
That's what mine's doing right now.
We're going to get into that topic in a little bit later. We've also got one for you about the Hotels.com did the most unusual room service requests.
Oh.
We got that one coming
Probably
up.
Wasn't champagne and strawberries.
Yeah. I got another good one coming up in just a second here. But first, I wanted to kick things off with some good story of the day. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Yes.
Rafters got a big win over our rival Wausau Woodchucks last night by a score of 3-0. Shut them out.
Yeah.
Nicely done by them. It's the first time the Rafters have won back-to-back games this season as they shut out for the first place Woodchucks. Rafters out-hit the Woodchucks 8-7 as well.
Hey.
Good game by the team. Nice job by the commentators. Nice job, Joey and Kevin, covering
Way
that one.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah. Looking forward to get back on that diamond tonight. The Rafters wrap up their four-game homestand as they play the final game of this series versus Wausau tonight. First pitch at 6:05. Our pregame will kick off at about 5:50.
If I remember from Playmakers when you were talking to the fellas, wasn't last night's game on ESPN Plus?
Yes.
That is so cool.
perfect one.
If it's not that one, it's this one tonight.
Yeah, right.
One of the others are on ESPN Plus tonight. Encourage people to check that out and let us know how the broadcast goes and everything. It should be a lot of fun.
Gavin was real excited about that. He thought that was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
As also a side note here, here in the studio, here at WFHR and WIRI Studios, we have Rafter schedules.
Yes, we do.
We got Rafter schedules right up front. You go ahead and pick them up anytime between 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Say hi to Pam when you do. And I want to send a big shout out to our listeners. A big thank you to Diane for the cookies.
Yes, thank you, Diane.
Diane brought us cookies last week, I believe, or on Monday. Either way, they're gone.
They're gone.
They should put up police tape around those cookies because I just destroyed what I could of those. And I know that the rest of the staff had some fun.
Yeah, I got one.
Well. Yeah. And a thank you to Beth. Beth joined us a couple of weeks ago with Big Brothers Big Sisters, sent us a really nice card about that, and I thought that was really cool. We really appreciate that.
Yeah.
We don't just have the best listeners in radio. We got the best guests in radio as well. Rafter baseball and back on your dial, that feels good and all that. And how about another kind of, I think this could be a feel-good story.
Okay.
You want to reassess all the relationships in your life, figure out which ones are still worth the time investment.
Okay.
I think a lot of us do this the older we get, where, you know, I don't want to see you cut people off, but you maybe slowly or more and more as you go along, just kind of like, you know, this person is just too negative for me, or this person is just this too much for me, or something. I know this because I used to be that person that people got rid of.
I was fleeing.
I used to be the person people got rid of and everything. So,
watching your friend count number go down.
It's rough. So I found this kind of interesting. Here is an interesting way to kind of find out those things. They encourage people to try this test. It's called the two beers and a puppy method. It's a simple two-question test that tells you basically everything you need to know about how you feel about a friend, a coworker, a family member, etc., etc. So you can go ahead and play this one at home. You can go ahead and try this one out anytime you'd like. Here it is, and it's very simple. First question, would you want to have two beers with this person? Now, if you don't drink or if you don't like beer or whatever,
Substitute whatever.
Iced tea, soda, whatever. Water.
Yeah. Coffee. Yeah.
Lemonade.
I think a lot of us, especially that have a bit of an older, old school mentality in some ways, not many ways, but in some, I say that as with phrases. Growing up around my papa and my dad, they use a lot of phrases that they did back in the day that I find myself using that nobody in history, I don't even think they still use them, but I do.
But you do. Got to keep them going, man.
There's this old phrase of, well, I wouldn't want to have a beer with him, but, or I would have a beer with that guy, or you know, something like that.
He got a bee in his bonnet about that sod project.
Yes, there you go. That's a good one.
That's what I used this weekend.
That's a good one.
That's good.
We used to do this with politicians. I'd have a beer with him. You know, I'll vote for him. I'll have a beer with him. That kind of thing. So, okay, there's your first question. Would you want to have two drinks with this person? Second question. Would you trust this person to look after your puppy for a weekend? If you can answer a clear yes to both, that means you really value your relationship with the person. You like them and you trust them. But if the answer is one or both questions is no, you have to make a choice. Should you invest time into fixing the relationship, or is it a sign that you've grown too far apart and it's time to move on? I had an ex, my oldest friend, and really one of the only old friends I have because I moved around so much. My good friend Chris, who's like a brother to me and everything. Chris and I have known each other over 30 years. He's not only the oldest friend I have, he's the oldest friend I have, like, by far and away. Like, there's nobody even in second or third place when it comes to that. I had an ex ask me once, are you guys just friends because you've known each other so long? And I thought about it for about 10, 15 seconds, and then I laughed and realized, no, that. But she was asking because she, I think, did this kind of thing. And other people do this kind of thing from time to time. So I think this could be a really healthy thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I read this article before going on air and stuff today, so I kind of did this myself with, you know, I don't have a huge group of people in my life. I'm talking about, like, close friends, people that I go out of my way for, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And every person in my life, in my small circle there, I could say yes with every one of those. I don't know if I, it's, so say, you know, examples here, Seth or something. Would I trust Seth to watch my dog for a weekend? Absolutely. Would I do that to him when he has so much on his plate already? No, I wouldn't.
See, now I have some issues with...
tricky.
Yeah, I have some issues with the puppy part of that question.
Mm.
Because I think that that's a... I don't know. I don't know that I could use that as a gauge for friends.
What would be a good gauge for you, Melissa? Not to put you on the spot, but if you've got something on your, you know, that comes to mind.
I think it would be, would I want to spend a whole weekend with a person?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good. That's good. Yeah. Okay.
I think
because I have some people or friends or even some family that I wouldn't ask, like you said with Seth, I wouldn't ask them to watch a puppy for me for the weekend.
Yeah. That's I like that. I like that. And I just like we were saying with the drink, I think you could adjust this a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I was interested about the fact that they said two drinks means that it's not just a perfunctory, you know, okay, I'll have a drink with this person and then we'll go our separate ways kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, you actually want to stay for the second drink, whatever that is.
And an extended period of time.
It means that you're interested in this person and you like spending time with them. So, yeah.
Hadn't even
and if it's beers, then it's got to be at least 2 hours, right?
Well, that's what it should be, yes.
Technically.
Does this make me over-polite or silly? At first, when I first read that, I thought, oh, one for me, one for them. I'm not sure if I'm overly polite or if I'm just silly. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you're just weird, James. Yeah, I'm going to get together with you, but only I get a beer. You're just going to sit there.
That would be kind of weird and funny.
All right, next time we go out,
there's
that's what's happening.
There's a sketch in there somewhere.
You really got to like the person you're going to put up with that.
Yeah, really, exactly. Really test.
I like the idea of this. I do like the idea. I don't think that anything anything like this. I remember, going back to X's and everything. I remember when magazines were actually a thing.
Yeah, right.
And you would get the magazine test. Is your relationship going to last?
Those still exist, you know.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'd answer the 20 questions, and of course, you know, I did horrible. or we did horrible as a couple.
Darn you, Cosmo.
Vogue, darn you. Yes.
They maybe don't exist in they probably still do in the actual magazines, but they're online everywhere now.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Well, I don't think that that's necessarily a good barometer.
No.
But I do think that it can help you discover things possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
true. Potentially bring up some topics of conversation.
Yeah. If nothing else. Yeah, right. Yeah.
We're going to take a break right here and come back strong and celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome, everybody, to Morning Show, and it's time to do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're starting things a little bit differently with this one because it is, a certain celebrity. It would have been a certain celebrity's birthday today. So I thought it'd be a little bit more fun to kick this off a little like this. Well, we're going to go right ahead and get into the celebrating and getting into some local birthdays. But first off, I want to let you know that Misty's is open right now. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you're encouraged to get on over there and you are celebrating a birthday, what will they receive, Seth?
Glorious pie, free pie, Brian's pie, whatever flavor you want. That's a terrible song, but you know.
But I'm glad you sang it.
Yeah, I am too. It's not fair that I work with two people that both have great singing voices. It's not fair. It's not. It just isn't fair.
Oh, boy.
Even when you're not trying, you two sound better, sound good. We do encourage you as well to get on over to Misty's and get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Mm-hmm. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailiff@civicmedia.us. Direct message us on Facebook. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
We got four names on the list today. That's
Woo-hoo.
Nice.
All right.
Like seeing that. Nice. Like seeing that. One through four, Melissa.
I'm going to choose two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier.
Should have chose one.
Sweet.
Well, he should have picked you then.
Diving into the birthdays. Brenda Henke, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
Brenda, we hope it's a good day for you. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Want to wish a very good birthday to Brandy Nelson.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brandy.
Brandy's great. She's a wonderful person. We're wishing her a wonderful birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And a happy birthday to an old friend of mine, Brian Heath.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday.
Brian and his brother Steve, old friends of mine. Brian, a great guy. Great guy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys, and one of the reasons that I've seen half of the concerts I've been to, because Brian drove us to in his little tiny like car that, with his huge speakers in the back.
Nice.
Part of the reason for my bent back is being in the back seat there, crunched over, driving 4 hours to go see a concert.
Oh, boy. So there you go.
Happy birthday, Brian. And a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Misty Firk.
Happy birthday, Misty.
Happy birthday, Misty.
See, I picked the right one.
That's a beautiful name.
Yes.
That is a beautiful name. Also, sounds a little like a superhero name. Like the alias for a superhero, you know?
That's yeah, exactly.
Name.
Yeah.
That's a great name. Misty, have a great day. Enjoy. You're our qualifier today.
Yeah. Misty, go to Misty's.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you feel like you have to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of an obligation. Taking a quick look at our celebrity birthdays, we wish a very happy birthday to Fetty Wap. And mainly because I just wanted to say Fetty Wap.
It's fun to say. It is.
It is fun to say. Yeah. It is fun to say.
Who is Fetty Wap?
He is a
rapper.
Rapper, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Don't know much of his music, to be honest, but I do like his name.
You would be pretty good to guess if you have a name like that, that they're probably a hip-hop artist. You could probably throw it out there and be okay.
Well, but you know his real name, Willie Jr. Maxwell II.
Wow.
That's actually pretty cool.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's not bad.
It's not bad, but I can see why in the rap community you would go by that. Michael Cera is 35. Superbad, Juno, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, This Is the End. Michael Cera's had a nice career. Mm-hmm. It's tough when you have a baby face and you get older.
Oh, yeah.
Not to say that it ages badly, but you don't tend to, look at Haley Joel Osment. Mm-hmm. From the kid from The Sixth Sense.
Right.
He's had a very nice career. Mm-hmm. He's really done a lot of work. His IMDb is full, but he really hasn't been able to shed the baby face.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. It doesn't happen all that often. I think Daniel Radcliffe is a good example of he grew into his face really well.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
But Michael with a beard that helps with the baby face part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It really does. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Michael Cera, of course, got his big break in Arrested Development. One of the greatest shows of all time. Anna Kournikova is 42. Boy, there was a moment where we thought she was going to rival the Williams sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't happen.
No.
It didn't. She, and I'm not sure why, but man, you're right. There was a time when everyone was Anna Kournikova crazy.
Yeah.
And then she just kind of disappeared. She just didn't win tennis matches, I guess.
Just kind of faded away.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure really why.
Not me either, yeah.
One of my favorite athletes of all time,
mm-hmm.
Georgetown Hoya, longtime NBA player and NBA All-Star. AI, Allen Iverson is 48 today.
48. Wow.
They don't get much more creative or hardcore. Allen Iverson, long before Dwayne Wade and some of these other guys,
mm-hmm.
he was just that guy that would... at 6 foot, go in there against giants and get slaughtered and come out smiling and do it again and do it again. Allen Iverson's intro to the NBA was crossing over Michael Jordan. And it was the moment that we all realized, oh, Michael's gotten older.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and there's a new guard in town.
Yep.
Allen Iverson changed the game as far as appearance when he was walking into the arena. He did not change, you know, his style and who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had to put, they pushed back against that. And
yes, they did.
One of the best ball handlers I've ever seen, too. I love AI. Allen Iverson, man. Happy birthday to former Georgetown Hoya. Happy 48th to Allen Iverson. Happy 45th birthday to this guy. Oh, wait.
Minions of Sam Hain, come back. Guys, I'm not fully up yet. You gotta keep pressing the thing. To wreak havoc on the living. And the guys, wrong way. Up, guys.
That is Bill Hader, former SNL star.
Seriously? Fine, hold on. All right. Well, thank you all for... Guys, I'm out, stop it.
Bill Hader's
welcome to my Halloween special.
Vincent Price impression is one of my favorite things of all time. I love it. Bill Hader, a longtime runner on SNL. He's, of course, had a great run on the show Barry on HBO. Trainwreck, Superbad, Night at the Museum, Voice of Fear on Inside Out. But what I think Bill Hader's legacy will be picking up the mantle from Phil Hartman and Daryl Hammond and so many great impersonators.
Yeah, the impressionists. Yeah.
You needed the impressionists on SNL, and they hadn't had a really like strong one for a while. Bill Hader is one of the greatest impressionists I've ever seen. Up there with like Richard Little and people like that. Like, there's a name. I don't know where
Little. Wow, nice.
I don't know where I pulled that out of. But people like that. Bill Hader is not only a great actor, very funny guy, and just seems like a really lovable guy, but he is so darn talented. Bear Grylls is 49 today.
Oh, is that the guy that goes on all those crazy
Man vs. Wild and all that stuff? Carl Urban is 51 today. Dr. McCoy in the newer Star Trek movies, Billy Butcher in The Boys. You've seen him in the Marvel Universe and everything.
Yeah. He was in Lord of the Rings as well. Man, he's hit every major franchise now.
Carl Urban is one of my prime examples of a lot of actors could be leads. Just give him an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Give him the ball. Let him run with it. I'd seen his career, and he's like, he's good in this. He's good in that. He's out acting this person and everything. Boy, I hope he gets a lead role one day. And he gets the role in The Boys, the TV show on Amazon. And it's one of the biggest shows in the world.
Yep.
And in main part because of him playing Billy Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you give, like, very, there are character actors. Mm-hmm. There are actors like that. Then there are actors where, give him an opportunity. Imagine the work that Robin Williams could have done if casting directors had given him a chance to do drama and darker roles earlier in his career.
Yeah.
I love seeing that kind of stuff, and more power to him. He's good, too. He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Great guitarist Dave Navarro is 56 today, former Jane's Addiction original guitarist, also played with the Chili Peppers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
My sister's favorite wrestler and one of her top five favorite people of all time, Mick Foley, is 50. Have a nice day. Former WWE superstar, a New York Times, multiple time New York Times best-selling author.
Nice.
He's had multiple books on the New York Times best-selling list. Goes around, does a lot of great speeches and work right now in this day and age. Mick Foley in wrestling, and to people that don't care about wrestling, I think you might respect this. In wrestling, one of the hardest things is to create a gimmick, create a character, and then to make that last. Mm. Like, to have a career with it. Mick Foley not only had Dude Love, Mankind, and Cactus Jack, but he had Mick Foley as his person.
Yeah.
Like, he had four different characters he played to his whole career, and all of them were liked by the audience. And he would play different ones at different times for different matches, and the audience would lose their mind. He was one of the most, the definition of hardcore wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And just a likable person.
That's very cool.
Liam Neeson is 71. Batman Begins, The Phantom Menace, Schindler's List, Taken movies. I mean, Liam Neeson's had quite the nice career.
What has he not done?
Yeah.
And he's still doing action movies. Man, that guy is something.
Yeah, we really need to create some new action stars.
Yeah.
Like, our youngest action star is 50 at The Rock.
Come on.
We got to create some new ones here.
Where are you guys?
Let's see here. And, of course, Sir Tom Jones, 83 today.
Not unusual.
Tom Jones knighted. Knighted Tom Jones.
Sir Tom Jones.
Yeah, yeah. He is knighted. I've always respected Tom Jones, of course, his career and everything. Mm-hmm. I really respect his self-deprecation.
Oh, gosh.
I really do find that funny. I find that people, when people could do that, they can make a joke of themselves. That's my kind of people.
I love how some of the stuff he's done is like way out of left field. He will suddenly do a song with like a new electronic artist or something. Yeah. Like all of a sudden, Tom Jones shows up in one of their cuts. It's like, what the? Yeah. Okay, good on you, Tom Jones, for doing that.
And we say want to wrap up with three legends. Also born on this day, Dean Martin, born in 1917, passed away in 1995.
Somebody loves somebody.
One of the top nightclub singers, recording artists, TV personalities, and film actors of his generation. Mm-hmm. Everybody Loves Somebody, Ain't That a Kick in the Head. Of course, my Nan and Papa's favorite, That's Amore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many days of my life growing up I did not hear Dean Martin, or I didn't hear at least one of those two singing Dean Martin.
That's great.
A lot of respect for Dino. A lot of respect.
Dino.
Also one of the guys that, along with Frank and everybody, that was like, no, Sammy's coming in through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy's coming in. We do not, there's, I'm not saying that you give overwhelming credit to, but we do not give enough credit to the Rat Pack and the way that they beat the color barrier, what they did with that. Jessica Tandy, born in this day in 1909, passed away in 1994. Driving Miss Daisy, of course. But I loved her in Batteries Not Included. I really liked her.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like she had fun in that one.
Thought of that movie in forever.
That one seemed like more like, it was a paycheck, but it was also having fun as an actor. And to see Jessica Tandy smiling, I'll take that any day.
One of my all-time favorite Hollywood relationships, her and Hume Cronin.
Absolutely.
Were together forever.
It gave me goosebumps thinking about that, bro. Yeah, yeah. I liked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan. And, of course, the way we started this whole thing, born in 1958, passed away way too early in 2016, this gentleman right here. Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy. That darn Mr. McGee.
His royal badness.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I mention he's from Minnesota? Have I mentioned that?
Nice. I don't know. You can't tell the story of music without mentioning Prince.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find many artists that were that great of a writer, have that long of a career, and that vast of different styles of writing.
Whew. Yeah.
And the people that he pulled up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly the Sheena E's and people like that and everything, but there are so many other artists that people are like, oh, wait, Prince helped Sinead O'Connor? Like, Prince helped this person? Like, there are so many people. Prince worked with a lot of artists but kept it very private. He wasn't this guy. Like, I don't know how Prince would do in today's day and age in the selfie revolution and all this stuff and everything, where he was so opposite of that. That wasn't his thing. I think Prince would have been perfectly fine if you just knew his music and not him.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd have been all right with that.
He wrote so much. He recorded so much music.
Yeah.
It was like all he ate, breathed, and lived music. That's all he did. And, you know, to your point about being, you know, kind of behind the scenes, there are songs that I still didn't realize he had written for other artists because he used a different, you know, like a pseudonym for it.
Yeah.
He did not use his name. And it's like, really? He wrote that? Oh, of course. Of course he did.
It never fails either to go back with some of these songs. Mm-hmm. Like, I heard Let's Go Crazy the other day. It popped out in the car. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the last time I heard that. I turned it up. I was like, man, I forgot how dang good this song is.
Yeah.
He's one of those artists where he's got so many hits. There are times like, oh, yeah, he did Diamonds and Pearls. I forgot about that song.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
How you can have 100%. This long of a career. And I understand what Michael Jackson is to pop music. I understand he is considered the king of pop. I think that the biggest person to ever fight him on that was Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, I think Prince lapped him. I think in many ways.
Yeah, he may not have sold as many records, but man, who had more influence in the end?
Yeah, who? Yes, yes, yes.
Better influence.
Yeah,
in the
exactly.
End.
Yeah,
I think Prince was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, as we're wrapping up here, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Brian Heath, Brandy Nelson, to Brenda Henke, and of course to our qualifier, Misty Firk.
All right. Happy birthday, everybody.
We're going to get to Melissa's news, but as we're playing out here, we encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHS. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. That's what friends are for. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. And we're joined right now, like we are every Wednesday, by our great friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Boy, now I got that tune in my head.
It's going to be in it is going to be in all of our heads all day now.
Yep.
Yes. There's four of us. We could all take a role. We could all take a part. It was four people doing that song, wasn't
four,
it? It was
like, four or more. It was quite a few. Like
I'll do Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. Way to take it on, Phil. Nicely done.
I'm trying to take the easier part. I mean, everyone's nice.
Phil, appreciate you joining us. Let's get right to it. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is kerfuffle.
Oh, kerfuffle. Good one. Oh, good one.
Love that word.
I love that word.
Kerfuffle. A commotion or fuss, especially caused by conflicting views. We're bound to have a lot of kerfuffles over the next couple of years leading up to the next presidential.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
We've heard your kerfuffles here with our schedule changes. well done, Phil. Well done. Nicely done. How'd you come across that one?
Very fitting.
Yeah, again, I did this morning, and time was getting away from me here, and I went to find my list, and I left it at home, and I just typed in best words ever, and kerfuffle came up.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Nicely done. Oh, that's cool. That's a good one, too. That is a fun one.
Yeah, I saw that one. Oh, that's it. Didn't even have to look twice. That was it. Kerfuffle.
I'm curious, Phil, is one of the things that helps you decide which word to use, like, is it fun to say? Is the word fun to say? Because you've chosen some great ones that are fun to say.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I try to angle towards usually a positive meaning, but then you get words like kerfuffle, and you go, no, Al.
Sounds too fun, you know?
Yeah,
it's just based on it. It has a negative meaning, but it's fun to say.
Exactly, that's right. Phil, how are things going over at the shop?
Oh, really good. We're working on projects for our Central Wisconsin Gift of Life for Dr. Jill Dillon today. So that's cool. I love doing projects where we know we're helping people that are doing good things, right?
Yeah.
So she's one of them. She's one of the best good do-gooders in our community, Jill Dillon. And Gift of Life, we're doing some letterhead and some envelopes for them.
Some great people over there. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Working on a project for Robin, a good friend Robin from Paul Gross Jewelers, another tremendous person in the community. And then got a project lined up for Safeway, our local bus company, this morning, who are good customers of ours. So, yeah, some really, we have awesome customers, but we're blessed. But some really neat to see some projects where what's going to go out in the community and then cause some good to happen. So.
You know, I was thinking of this the other day because my dad, I was driving him to an appointment, and he saw a building that he worked on, and he was just staring at it and stuff and looking at it. And this was like 20 years ago he worked on this building, but he still takes pride in it. Phil, do you see your signs? Do you see things out throughout town and everything? And just take a little bit of like a little smile comes to your face with that stuff?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's fun. I mean, even I went to the Raptors game last night, printing their programs now and things, and when I see people looking at it, I go, oh, that's so cool,
There's
some of the banners up on the fence, they voted through us and in some different things. So we put a banner up, my grandson is up on the banner now at the Raptors.
That's awesome.
I'm using him as my spokesperson.
Yes.
My daughter is still trying to get money out of me, and I said, believe me, it's going to be a long time before you match up to what you owe me. So, your son is paying back, man. Your son is paying back.
There's some things marketing-wise you just are smart to do. Anytime you can include a cute baby, good idea.
Go for it, right?
why should politicians be the only ones that get to do that? Right. We might change our logo. That's great, Phil.
Let me borrow Atlas.
Phil, we appreciate you. Please say hi to the whole staff over there for us and everything, and we're looking forward to next Wednesday already.
Yeah, don't get kerfuffled.
We'll be fine. Not too between there and here.
You either.
No kerfuffling.
Appreciate you, Phil. Say hi to everybody for us. Have a great day.
Yeah, you guys as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you. Appreciate all of our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Some of the best in the business. You can't ask for better. Get your words out at Quality Plus Printing. They're at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Usually open till 4. You can give them a call if you'd like as well at 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com. That's all one word, qpprinting.com. And like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up on all the things that they got going on over there and to see that cute kid. It's a great way to see that, too.
Yep.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. So, hopefully not a cruel summer.
Not yet, anyway.
Cruel summer, usually like August. Diving into this one right here to take us to the top of the hour, Hotels.com released its first ever room service report.
Oh, boy.
And it includes a list of the 10 most unusual room service requests they have had.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't a request, but I do remember as a kid, we did a little bit of traveling. We went out to South Carolina once, my nan and pop and my sister and I. Mm-hmm. We stayed at hotels while we were doing that. We went into a hotel, just a random hotel. I don't even remember which. It was one of the name brand ones, you know, that kind of thing. We go in, and there was a goldfish in there in a bowl, like just sitting in the room. And we didn't know if it was this was something they did, like they just had, goldfish in the room or whatever or anything. So my nana called down to the front desk. My nana used to work at hotels and stuff, so she was curious. She calls down there, and the lady's like, oh, no. And she came booking up the stairs and everything. I don't know how or what happened, but it was her goldfish that she had bought. But on the way to work or something, I was a kid, so I don't remember the whole story or anything. I just remember her being flipped out, and it was like a dog to her.
Oh my gosh!
It was.
That's where I left it.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. So it wasn't something we ordered, but that was one of the weirder things. Working in the hotel industry for about a good 5-6 years, I mostly did nights auditing. Mm-hmm. But if you've ever done night auditing, you know you also check people in the morning, you know, and that kind of thing. I did get some weird time requests where I would have people come in and say like, hey, wake me up in an hour or wake me up at 10:02 or something like that. Like I would get some of that.
10:02. Okay.
It wasn't like 10:10.
Yeah. 10:05. Right.
It was always like 10:03 or something like that.
Cause then you feel like you get to sleep a little bit longer.
Yeah. Anything from you guys that you can think of as far as like unusual requests you have made? And I include the audience in this. You out there, 424-2600, any unusual requests you have made before?
Yeah. No, I all the requests I've made are very, because I don't really use it ever. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where if I want, so I usually go to the front desk, you know, and say, hey, can we have, I forgot my toothbrush or something like that. But no, I don't really remember ever making anything even remotely outlandish. So,
when I worked at the hotel on Fort McCoy, it was the Military Academy Hotel. I had a guest ask me to knit them a scarf.
What? Yeah, I'll be right on that and be done by tomorrow or what?
Well, because I work night audit like James, and there's not a whole lot to do when you're babysitting a desk.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I did bring my knitting, and I would knit there at the desk. And
they had a TV in the break room, And I watched so many episodes of that show on CNN, the crime show. It's always on late at night.
Yeah, I can't remember what you're.
I can't think of what it was called. No. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it. There, every episode was the same, but I was addicted to them. I couldn't get enough.
True crime?
No. It was
Forensic Files.
Forensic Files. It was Forensic Files.
There you go.
That was it. Yeah. Nice. Thank you, Melissa. That would have bugged me. Yep. Yeah, I've watched every episode of that, working night on it. Yeah. That. And I wasn't the kind of I like to keep busy at work. I'm not the kind of person. But like Melissa said, there's a certain there was only so much to do.
You could
there,
only take and you can only play so many rounds of solitaire.
Yeah. Right.
So let's look at their list here. Number one in the we'll go to number 10 here. Eggless eggs.
Eggless eggs.
I have an allergy, and I'd like you to bring me some scrambled eggs, but I don't want them to be eggs. Just the scrambled, please.
If you could get the egg part out of there, that'd be great. How about bison?
Just bison.
Just bison.
I don't like a bison burger or anything.
Yeah. I don't know if they wanted the food.
You know, your room's not that big. I don't know if you want the whole bison.
Don't feel like you can fit that. Rice bowl for a dog.
Okay.
Very specific request. Very specific.
You know, I dog sat for my chiropractor for a while, and I would feed them like a little bit of rice, but mostly meat and veggies. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like a rice bowl.
Okay, there you go. But where's that? I'm trying to figure out where a hotel person would get that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Something called cockle popcorn. And I had to look this up.
What?
It's a crispy coated vinegar, chili, and salt in the mix with really tingly.
Wow!
It looks okay. It doesn't look too bad, but it does look like something they wouldn't have at a hotel.
No, I'm sure that never heard
maybe
of it.
Maybe in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah.
Let's see here. Boiled bottled water.
Boiled bottled water. Now, that's a smart person because they realize that bottled water is very often just filled up from a tap.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay, pour it out. Boil it, pour it back in. The cleaner.
How about blowfish? A blowfish.
Gosh. Wow. That's like at high-end Japanese restaurants. It's usually
the only place you can get that. Yeah, that's a risky thing to order even there, I would think, because it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I understand right, it's the most dangerous food in the world to eat.
Because if you don't prepare it correctly, yes, exactly, you could get in trouble.
All right, now I want honest answers here, and I want honest answers from the audience. How many of us learned that from The Simpsons?
I think I did.
Yeah,
pretty sure.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I didn't learn it there.
I wouldn't expect you would have, Melissa.
This is Larry King reading you the Bible.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
It's one of my favorite parts of that show.
Classic episode. How about melted ice cream?
Melted ice cream.
I want it pre-melted, please.
Yes.
And then a bowl like soup.
If you could just, I want ice cream, but I don't want to enjoy it.
make it flat and not fun at all.
You could, because the other thing with melted ice cream, and I know this because it happened to me the other day, the flavor feels like it goes away more.
There's something not right. Yeah.
That's because, what actually happens with melted ice cream is it tastes more sugary when it's melted.
Oh, okay.
Because they have to add more sugar into ice cream when it's frozen, because you don't taste the sugar as well when it's frozen.
Gotcha. Wow. Oh, that makes sense.
Wow.
So a lot of people like melted ice cream because it's sweeter.
Sweeter.
Yeah. Oy. Yeah. That's really interesting. Thank you, Melissa.
Ice cream soup. Mm-hmm.
And the number one thing on this list, diet water.
Diet water. Can I have some diet water, please?
Oh, man.
Seriously, man.
I wanna be one of the big water companies and market this. I wanna be that guy. It comes
sadly,
out with diet
James,
water.
It would sell.
Yes,
it would sell.
Yeah, it's a great. I mean, when you work in that industry, you're dying. Like, you come up with a great idea. That's great. That's awesome. 2 days later, what you got?
Yeah,
so,
right.
So to me, take the low hanging fruit.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean,
as low as you can get.
And people are gonna buy it. I mean, all right. Hey, here's
another Simpsons reference here. I don't know, something like Love Day, only not so lame.
Happy Love Day! Happy Love Day, everybody! Yes.
I mean, they are selling Liquid Death now
in a
can, which is Just water.
Just water.
I mean, I told you guys about being out in California the first time I went into a Whole Foods. And I go in there, and first off, I thought I needed to go in there in a tie. Everything's so expensive. I saw for $11.99 just a mason jar filled with water and asparagus sticks.
Asparagus
and it was
water.
Asparagus water for $11.99.
Oh, so wrong.
This was
so
like wrong. 10 years ago, but so I imagine it's like $40 now. It's like for asparagus water.
You know
water.
Expensive asparagus is these days.
Yeah,
boy,
yeah,
I tell you.
Right. I don't get it. But people will buy it. People will buy
they
it.
They will.
We're going to start selling WFHR water. We're not going to do that.
Right? We were going to get our own seltzer at one point.
Were going to get a root beer. That was
yeah, that's right.
Boy, there's that was a time, wasn't it?
Woo! Good times, man. Good times.
Good times. Good times. We're going to have some more good times coming up here as we get to the top of the hour. And we'll be back with nothing but fun on the morning show here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.